Sean Patrick Maloney is Democrat of New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Sean, when we last spoke, you talked about the 2020 election being the way that people could deal with Donald Trump and some of the things that they find, well, obnoxious about what he's done and criminal about what he's done. Now, I wanted to follow that up with foreign meddling. Has there been foreign meddling in the past that may have affected the election, the last one, 2016, and may affect 2020?
What I can tell you is that you can't do better than, you know, the Mueller report, then, you know, if you want to understand what the Russians did in 2016, it was sweeping and unprecedented, and we have not adequately responded. They are continuing those efforts, not just in the United States, but all over the world, against countries who are our allies and friends. They tried it in 2018. They're doing it in preparation for 2020. You know, I sit on the Intel committee, and I have, therefore, access to the most sensitive and classified briefings on this issue. And without getting into classified information, what I can tell you is that, you know, we need to be absolutely vigilant on this. We need to be on our front foot, not our back foot. I want to be on offense, not defense. The Russians should know they will pay a terrible price if they continue to do this. President needs to communicate that. He just missed an opportunity to do so when he spoke to President Putin on the phone a few days ago. That's outrageous. This is not some 10-foot-tall giant we need to run away from. I mean, the economy of the state of New York is the same size as the country of Russia. The market cap of Apple Corporation is bigger than Russia. You know, we can stand up to these guys. We got a bunch of tools in our kit. We spend $700 billion of taxpayer money on defense. For God's sakes, there ought to be a price to pay for messing with the United States. And that is what we need to be communicating in advance of the next election.
I want to go to a different place, much more locally. I want to go to the idea of the PFOA, PFOS, which has been detected in the drinking water wells in New Windsor and Newburgh. What can be done?
Well, we're doing a lot, and I want people to know, first and foremost, that the water is 100% safe to drink in those communities, particularly in Newburgh, that got a lot of press on this.
Sure.
It has been, by the way, for several years. I'm not just talking. You know, I'm working out of my office today in Newburgh. My staff works there. We drink the water, too. So what I'm telling you is it's been on the New York City Aqueduct. People need to know that because we're trying to make sure this, the economy in Newburgh is growing and people feel comfortable buying houses, starting business. But on the issue you're talking about, we just had a big win where we got the federal government to step up and spend millions of dollars to stop the ongoing contamination of Washington Lake, which is the primary drinking water reservoir for the city of Newburgh. In addition, the state has stepped up. You know, we had a role in this in getting you know, $20 million plus new filtration system to guarantee clean water for the city of Newburgh. When we go back to the original source, that system's state of the art and very impressive. I've been there and inspected it personally. We also need to do better testing. We've done blood testing in Newburgh, but we need to do better testing of municipal water supplies all over the Hudson Valley. I have legislation that would require the EPA to do that. It's not done now in communities under 10,000. I've passed legislation to have research done on the federal level so we know what the safe level is of PFOA and PFOS in human blood, if any, because this is a big national problem, not just here. I mean, Newburgh is I've got to tell you, a success story in that we stopped it early. The water is clean. We did comprehensive blood testing, so we have a baseline. We don't expect any major health problems for anybody. I'm in that group with the rest of the folks, by the way. And we got good federal research going on. We had great help from Governor Cuomo and the state, the DEC. Basil Sagos has been terrific on this, the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. And we are getting the federal government to pay for the cleanup so the taxpayers won't be on the hook. And we've gotten another several million dollars just in the last couple of weeks to do the ongoing remediation, of the ongoing contamination, if any. So we're doing a lot, but people need to be aware of this problem because it's a big national problem, and we need to do better testing, better research.
When are we going to hear from you about who you're going to support for president in the Democratic primary?
I'm supporting my friend Beto O'Rourke. We got elected in 2012 together. We're very close friends. Our families are close. I think he's inspiring and smart and hardworking. I think he can beat Donald Trump. heal the country, bring us forward. I think there's a bunch of good Democrats running, and I hear from my friends all the time about others, and no disrespect to anybody else. I'm a big fan of Vice President Biden. I think Mayor Pete Buttigieg is an incredibly impressive guy, and others. Our own Kirsten Gillibrand is smart and super hardworking and would be worlds better than this president. We got a great field and a lot of folks to choose from, but I'm with Beto O'Rourke.
How come Kirsten Gillibrand, now that you mentioned her name, is polling at 0%?
Oh, I don't think those polls mean a lot right now. My guess is if you went back and looked in 1992, Bill Clinton would be at the same percentage. So everybody's going to get a good shot. We got a fair process, that's getting started with debates and with, you know, lots of primary states. This is going to be a free-for-all. It's wide open. Good. We need to have the best candidate going up against Donald Trump. For my money, that's Beto O'Rourke.
There are those people who think Beto O'Rourke would be better off running for Senate, which now looks like he could win that seat in Texas, but very few others could. Don't you think you should counsel on him, though we need the Senate, because he doesn't seem to have that great a chance for being president?
Well, look, I don't know that I agree with you that he doesn't have that great a chance of being president. He's polling 10 points ahead of Donald Trump, and he leads by a larger margin than any other Democrat in a field of 20-plus people. So that's pretty good evidence that he's, well, as the only evidence we have of electability and of strength against Donald Trump suggests he's stronger than any other Democrat running. That poll's just a couple days old. I commend it to anybody. CNN, I believe, did it. So the point is she sure as heck can win. And we need to walk and chew gum at the same time. I think anytime somebody's trying to perfectly engineer things, they don't understand how leaders work. I mean, Beto feels the urgency of the national challenge. He has a vision for America that I think is inspiring. He's got the capacity to do this. I think this is his best use. We should field another strong candidate for the Senate in Texas. There's a colleague of mine in the House, Joaquin Castro, who could run that race, although I think he's also thought twice about it. We got good candidates. We should run them.
Shel Farley says she's going to run against you. She lost to Senator Gillibrand last year. You losing any sleep?
No, we'll do politics next year. This year I'm going to get things done. This year I want to pass, in the next several weeks, a major infrastructure bill out of the House of Representatives that really invests in our bridges, in our roads, in our ports, in our airports. That focuses on growing this economy by investing in our capital projects. I want to do things to make your train safer. I want to help our vets. I've got all kinds of legislation I'm working on. That's what I want to be focused on this year. You know, the voters have been good enough to elect me 4 times to this job. It's my job in the next year and a half to go out and earn it. And any conversation about that, I think, is premature until people can look at the record for these 2 years they've given me. You know, it's a 2-year contract. So I go to the voters every 2 years and say, hey, here's what I've done. I'm proud of my record. We've passed 32, 35 bills into law that are making a difference. That's a great record for any member of the House. We help 1,000 people a year out of our district office. We've returned $20 million to those 6,000 families that we've helped. Half of that money has gone to military families, to veterans and their families. We're doing good work, and it's my job to go out and earn this job. That's what I plan to do, and I'll let the politics wait until next year.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District, we thank you, Sean, and when we come back the next time, I want to ask you for a simple solution to a very simple problem called climate change.